Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The interim tag has been removed from in front of the name of Dr. David O'Brien, who was named as the new president of St. Joseph's Health on Tuesday. Dr. O'Brien has served in an interim capacity since March of this year and brings years of experience as an administrator to the position. Dr. O'Brien began his medical career in Eureka in 1988 after graduating from the UC Davis Medical School. Dr. O'Brien said in a statement that he's proud and excited to be back in the community and is excited about the future of health care in Humboldt County. Wildfires continue to burn to the east and north as fire crews in both California and Oregon fight difficult terrain, high temperatures, and wind in an effort to contain the blazes. The complex of fires burning in southwestern Oregon, including at the north end of Curry County and to the east, are the top priority of the National Forest Service, and more than 5,000 personnel are on the ground battling three different fire complexes. A 19-year-old firefighter died during a vehicle collision yesterday fighting those fires. To the east of us in Humboldt County, fire crews continue their battle against the Butler Fire east of Soames Bar. That wildfire has burned more than 4,000 acres as of Tuesday night, and there are numerous road and area closures in the fire region. The top priority for fire crews is protecting the community of Butler Flat in the Klamath National Forest along the Salmon River. Eureka police responded to a report of a man with a gun who was in the parking lot of the old Arctic Circle restaurant on 5th Street early Tuesday morning. When officers reached the scene, they contacted 44-year-old Forrest Van Dorn, who had called 911 himself, reported he had a gun and that he would speak with officers only if they brought him heroin. As officers spoke with Van Dorn, they saw he was bleeding from a wound to his hand, and he indeed was holding a .25-caliber handgun, first to his chest and then under his chin. With guns drawn, the officers had a chance to speak with Van Dorn, and after some tense moments, including a point where Van Dorn lowered the weapon and it was briefly aimed at the officers, he dropped the loaded weapon at his side. Van Dorn was arrested and booked into jail on a weapons charge. And the Eureka Police Department, along with other departments in the area, conduct minor decoy operation stings on a regular basis, stings that target businesses and adults that will sell or purchase alcohol for minors. On Tuesday, the Eureka Police Department announced that it had received nearly $70,000 in grant funding from the State Alcohol Control Board to conduct more operations. Officer Ed Wilson, the current grant coordinator for the department, said the funding comes at a time when the department's budget is stretched thin and allows officers to continue to reduce the access of alcohol to minors in the city. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. While the city of Eureka continues its search for a new police chief, it's easy to forget that the department has many more positions than the top spot to fill. Interim Chief Merle Harpram said on Talk Shop on Monday that the department currently has 7 vacant patrol officer positions and 2 vacant support positions. It can be difficult to recruit, train, and more importantly, retain quality officers, and there are several factors at play, including salary and benefits, workload, and culture.
We've lost, over the years, in the last 15 years, we've lost 8 officers to Reading PD. We haven't gotten any from Reading PD, and every one of them say, when they get over there, they say, it's a much easier workload here. We hired 4 people from San Diego a few years back. Not a one of them lasted 3 years.
It's not just out-of-area departments that siphon from EPD.
We're going to be losing an officer here to Humboldt State. And again, there's a place that we've lost a lot of officers over the year. In fact, the present chief is a former officer of ours. The lieutenant second in command over there is a former officer of ours. And there's several in their patrol force that are former officers of ours.
Chief Harpham also said that the workload, especially with so many vacant spots, places a burden on the officers the department sends on patrol each day. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.